Get ready to meet somebody who truly loves words and helps others make theirs clear, powerful, and meaningful. Wendy Stewart. Since founding her business, Wendy and Words, back in 2009, Wendy has been editing force behind more than 60 non-fiction manuscripts, reports, and educational and marketing materials. She helps authors, businesses, academics, and major institutions transform their writing from good to extraordinary. A professional member of the Institute of Professional Editors, Wendy brings sharp expertise, creative intuition, and genuine heart to everything she touches. Wendy, a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Rosemary. Lovely to be here.
Now, Wendy, tell us a little about yourself and how Wendy and Words came about.
It's a typical story of the woman post-divorce with young children at home, health conditions, and I needed to find something to do working from home.
There you go.
So, yep, through a chain of events, I learned that editing and proofreading is a job. A life coach helped me realise that this was something that would really work with my strengths. And it started from there.
There you go. Now, tell us a little about the craft of editing.
Well, the craft of editing is, I call it an evolutionary process. It's almost like peeling the layers of an onion. You most likely start working with a book on looking at the content and the structure, everything's flowing together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you dive deep and just check everything's aligned with what the authors want and their message. And we work on it. And then you go to the other type of editing, which is line and copy editing. So once you know the content's very tight, you then can get more technical: spelling, punctuation, grammar, sentences, and the paragraphs. And it's very much a partnership between the editor and the writer.
Of course, it would be. Yes,
we work close together. I have to have a lot of respect for them, as respect for their voice.
Mm.
And yeah.
Now, Wendy, with memoir and life stories, I mean, you've just mentioned the lovely respect. You have co-written two memoirs. Tell us a little about those.
Yes, well, this co-writing developed organically through the editing process. Norma Brophy, who was a former showgirl, grew up traveling around the traveling shows, had written a manuscript, and I was editing it. And I'd go often and meet her in person, have cups of tea, get to know her, found there were a lot more stories. So I started recording them, started writing them in. And then also she let me rewrite some of her stories to just enrichen them. And so, you know, she would always check the writing. But so that was collaborative. And I became an official co-writer on the cover and with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Costa McKenzie. He was a refugee. Again, manuscript came to me. English was his second language. I drew a lot more stories out of him, rewrote his work. And honestly, he just loved me so much, he put my name on the cover as a co-writer.
Lovely. And Wendy, how do you protect the memoirist's voice when you're editing or co-writing their most precious material?
Really, firstly, by completely immersing yourself in their work. So you've got to hyper-focus and you've got to start almost dreaming it. You become one with the words. But it's about listening to them, to their phrasing, to the words that they use, and getting your technical things out of your head that sentences must be a certain way. You mm-hmm. have to write things as if it's their voice. Mm-hmm. And I have stop checks. I mean, in the end, they read it and they go, "That's not me," or "I wouldn't say that." And then we amend it. In the end, it's their book.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
Now, when you're doing non-fiction writing broadly, I think you've got a few little points there that you keep locked away.
Yes. The main thing when you are doing your non-fiction writing is to keep in mind who you're writing for, who is your audience. You can't write for everybody, so niche down, you know. Figure out who you're writing for, what are their problems, what is it you're offering them to solve. This is with a non-fiction book, not mm-hmm. speaking of memoir.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be clear on what journey you want to take them off. You've got to try to stop yourself going off on a tangent. There's got to be a takeaway. With a non-fiction book, people need takeaways. With a business book, it's what's applicable. A health book's got to be very correct with the research, but also applicable. A memoir is a different kettle of fish. There's a narrative there. It's an emotional connection about your emotional truth. But yeah, there's a hybrid happening these days. I often say to people with, they've got a very factual book, let's bring in some storytelling. What about saying your story? And I just get to know people, what is your story? Mm-hmm. And you find there's an amazing story there. Mm. And that's going to inspire people. So see, and also you can put the story in, you can put case studies in. Where can we use that storytelling as a tool? But if people just want the facts, ma'am, just the facts, okay, you can have just the facts. Done. It's what they want.
Well, that sort of brings us into the editor-author relationship, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. It's got to be based on openness, authenticity. We both have to be open to listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I also have to learn, well, they don't like that idea, that's okay, that's their book. I might push it a couple of times. People grow through the writing process and after a while they've realised, you were right. Let's tweak this, let's change it. So openness, honesty. Important thing I've learned over the years, and a lot of women, we have to learn this thing about boundaries. I'm like, oh, yes, I will serve you to the end of the earth. And then I was finding I was working late at night, yes. Taking phone calls yep. all the time. People no. expecting too much mm-hmm. and I'm not getting paid for it. So I've learned how to set boundaries. So authors have to respect editors' time.
Yes.
You know, and I've got to respect all the effort they've put into that book. That's their baby. Every word they cut out, they might feel like they're getting a limb chopped off.
So
I've got to be gentle.
Be aware
and
of
I
that.
Had to learn that too. I can't be just fix it with a red pen.
No.
I'm working with people's hearts and with their dreams. So, yeah.
Now, before I let you go, Wendy, give me a little bit of practical advice about an inspiring writer. What should they be looking for?
Well, if you're feeling like you want to write something and you don't get around to doing it, look, just start. Some people, especially business writers, they want to have a writing coach. They want to have a program to follow. If that's the way your brain works, you can find a writing coach. I'm not a writing coach as such that I have a set program. But you can come to me and we can brainstorm your ideas. We can do some rough outlines of your chapters. But, you know, just start writing and figure out what works for you. Being told to write 1,000 words a minute won't work for somebody, especially if they're neurodivergent. What's going to work for them is getting their pencil, their pretty book, go sitting under the tree and writing on inspiration. So just start with one memory, even if it's random. Put all your memories down as they come. We can figure out how to link them up together later and figure out what the common theme is. Yeah, so just start.
And in closing, Wendy, what keeps you, after 15 years of this work, what keeps you passionate?
It's the people. It's working with people with dreams, with vision, with creativity, with inspiration, and with words that matter and people that matter and trying to help. They're trying to help others, and that's what I love the most. I need to feel I'm working and doing something in my life meaningful. And this helps me to do that.
What an incredible insight into the world of words and editing, Wendy. And you have certainly shown us how transformative the right editorial partnership can be, whether you're an author pouring your heart into a manuscript, a business polishing it, its professional documents, or anything in between. From her Brisbane and now Moreton Bay base, Wendy has spent over 15 years nurturing, shaping and strengthening the written word. Whether you're just starting to write your journey or putting the final polishes to your work, she is ready to walk along beside you every step of the way. They say that words have power, and nobody knows that better than our guest today. Wendy Stewart from Wendy and Words, thank you for giving us a glimpse into your wonderful world. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, check out more stories from our local community, 101.5fm.com.au.